in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deutsch Coatings, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine summer weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place because that's what we do. We help you turn it from house to home to castle. If you've got a project you want to get done to make that place more comfortable, more energy efficient, more beautiful, well, you're in the right place because that's what we do. All the time that we're not on the radio, I feel like I've been running between a project that I'm doing in a new house that we bought and running the Money Pit. Literally every day it's like, okay, I got to do this, this, and this. And then I go over to the house. And then when I get to the house, I'm like, okay, I'm going to hang these cabinets. I'm going to fix this floor. And then I get half of that done because it's an old house and it always has surprises. And then I run back home and do more work. But you know what? For me, it's kind of like therapy. I mean, I love doing those projects. And if it is for you, but maybe you get frustrated because you don't know where to start or how to get past the problem, well, we've all had them and we are here to help you. So you can reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post those questions by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. And in just a moment, we're going to tell you the very best reason ever to call us with your home improvement question. But first, what's coming up on today's show? Let's cover that. You know, now is usually the time of the year that homeowners will grow pretty tired of paying the water bill to keep their lawns looking lush. And it doesn't have to be that way if you have drought resistant grass, that is. And we're going to tell you about that in just a bit.
And if you're ready for a big kitchen update, updating your countertop is the perfect project. But while a granite countertop can be super expensive, you can get real smooth granite surfaces for a fraction of the cost of traditional stone slabs by using an ingenious product called Lux Rock. We're going to walk you through that project just ahead.
And are you thinking about updating a room but don't know where to begin? Well, interior designers help to facilitate your ideas, and they can make your dream home a reality. But how do you find one that can really understand what you're looking for and bring those great ideas to the table? We're going to help you sort through that process.
All right. It's like dating. You really have to find someone that you get along well with. But first, guys, we want to help you out. What are you working on this last weekend of July? Let us give you a hand. Let us get those projects done. And to do so, we've got a great giveaway this hour, courtesy of Trex. They just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's, and Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with a project. How awesome is that?
Amazing. So call us with your question right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your question by going to moneypit.com and clicking on the blue microphone button. It's as easy as that. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right. Well, not all projects go exactly as you have planned. We're going to chat with Oralee here from Wisconsin, who's dealing with a masonry project that's just gone awry. What's going on?
I was doing a Google dive here about contractor stuff and came across your page or site. And I'm dealing with a situation right now with a brick mason who has been pretty straight up incompetent and doing a really crummy job and has absconded with $6,000 of mine and kind of left me hanging with an unfinished project that hasn't been done right.
Oh, Oralee, that is awful. I hate hearing these stories, Leslie, where folks get taken advantage of by contractors who start the project and then just disappear. You know, I'm thinking that this is not just a matter of a contract issue. This could be theft, right? I mean, you pay a contractor to do a job and the contractor doesn't show up. And I don't know the details about how far this got, but if he didn't show up or if he did a little bit and left, I mean, that's theft. That's fraud. And my first stop might be my local police department, because I have found over the years that when contractors pull this garbage, they are very happy to kind of jerk you around in small claims court and all that kind of stuff. But when they think that there's a risk of a criminal prosecution, that changes their tune really, really quickly. So I would look into potentially pressing charges against the contractor. You're going to have to talk with the local police department about this and see if they will do this. And if not, why not? But other than that, your only option here is really just to take the guy to court. And that's very difficult to do because sometimes these guys, you know, don't really own anything and there's no motivation for them to show up or not show up. I would also wonder whether or not there were contractor license laws in your area that perhaps will give you some level of protection. I don't have a magic solution for you to get your $6,000 back. And, you know, even if this guy said, oh, yeah, I'll come back tomorrow, I'm not sure that you would want him to come back. So I think this is going to be chalked up to a life experience. And just in the future, for those that are ever dealing with situations like this or thinking about hiring contractors, it's really critical that you only pay them for the amount of work that they do. You have to keep a balance between the money.
Or in phases.
Well, definitely in phases, but only for a reasonable percentage of the job based on certain things that are completed.
What's been completed or materials purchased for the next phase or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Or you buy the materials yourself, because once these guys get the money, you know, they're just trying to juggle a bunch of jobs and maybe they just don't want to go back and they figure they can get away with it. And people do let them get away with it. And I don't want you to do that. So I want you to look into potentially pressing criminal charges against this guy. And good luck with the situation. I'm really sorry this has happened to you. I appreciate that you found us online with some of the posts that we have about this topic. But, you know, once you get deeper into it, if you learn anything new, please reach out and we'd be happy to help you some more.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. MONEYPIT.
All right, dealing with some clogged up pipes is never a good problem. And we've got Lewis on the line who's doing that now. What's going on?
I have an older home that just had a hot water heater system installed, and now I have no hot water pressure. All the lines are on. I think it has to do with the fact that the galvanized piping may be broken loose inside and caused some kind of blockage. And I was calling to find out what's the best way to unblock those pipes.
Well, that stinks. You replaced your water heater hoping to improve the flow of hot water, and now you got no hot water. I'm not quite sure how you made the connection to galvanized pipe, but those words strike fear in the hearts of any old homeowner, because galvanized pipes at this point, that was the first plumbing system. And in fact, I just a couple of weeks ago dealt with this very problem. We were remodeling a kitchen in a home that we were renovating. And I noticed from the basement looking up that although most of the home, I mean, we're talking at least 99% of this house had been turned into copper pipes. There was 2 galvanized pipes that were both about 2 feet long, and they were feeding the line that went upstairs through the wall, which I should say that was probably galvanized too, but the 2 that I could see were leaking. And I knew that we were probably moments away from a major flood. And when we pulled them out, I say them as a great visual aid. You look inside that pipe and you could not put a pencil in that pipe that was so clogged with rust. What's happening there is the wall of the pipe is rusting and expanding inward. So it's kind of like a clogged artery. That's how galvanized pipes fail. So if you have galvanized pipes in that house, that would be the number one reason you have a water pressure problem. Now, why this happened when you put the water heater in, I'm not quite sure. There certainly isn't anything galvanized inside of that. You talked about something internally failing. You can't unclog these. You can't wring them out. This is a matter of replacing. And to that point, what you want to replace it with is not copper, by the way, but PEX, P-E-X, cross-link polyethylene. This stuff is so easy to work with, and it is so durable. It's actually far more forgiving than any other plumbing pipe out there. I've used a lot of it in my remodeling projects, and I love the fact that how we fixed this particular house is because we had a balloon frame construction, we were able to run that PEX right up the exterior wall. And you'd say, well, exterior wall with plumbing isn't going to freeze. Yeah, it may, but the thing is, PEX expands. It doesn't break as soon as it gets a little pressure on it. And so if it were to freeze, I know we wouldn't have water for a bit of time, but it won't break. And so that was the place that was available for us to run it. But you got a lot more flexibility. You know, you're not soldering. You're not using torches. It's a lot easier to work with. So I think you're going to have to do further investigation on the galvanized pipe situation in this house. Generally speaking, you should be replacing all the horizontal pipes first. And then the vertical pipes that go through walls on as-needed basis. And the rule of thumb is whenever you open something up and you see those silver pipes, you replace them. You never close it back up again. And eventually, you will have restored proper flow to every fixture in this house. Good luck with the project. Well, guess what, guys? We've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the amazing Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. Trex has given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Now, this Transcend Deck Kit is amazing because it includes all the materials required to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex top-of-the-line Transcend decking, which is beautiful, Trex fascia, and the Trex hideaway hidden fastener, so you're not going to see any nails or screws in that deck surface. And the way they've set this up, with just one click on Lowe's.com, you can purchase all the Trex products you need and have it ready for pickup at your local Lowe's store or ship directly to your project site. Now, the deck kit's available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, and we've got a $500 Lowe's gift card to give out to one very lucky listener who reaches us with their home improvement question. And yes, Leslie, as we say, you got to have a question, right? You can't just say, I want to go in the drawer ring. No, you got to have a home improvement question.
I'd like to enter for this amazing deck prize, please, and thank you.
Nope. You got to call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. We want to hear what you're working on and how we can help. Or you can post on the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. Record your question right there. We will get back to you when we do the next show.
Now we've got Frankie on the line with a countertop question. What's going on, Frankie?
I have in my kitchen is a countertop that I think is linoleum. I'm not sure what it is, but it's gray in color, and I would love to either change it out or do something different. Somebody told me I could apply another round of paint, and that way it would look better than it does.
Hey, Frankie, you know, actually, there are a number of ways for you to do this project. First of all, you mentioned that the countertop might be linoleum. I doubt that. It would be certainly an odd choice. Linoleum is an old flooring product. It's more likely to be some sort of laminate. And if that's the case, a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H Coatings, their website is deichcoatings.com. They have two different products that are designed as countertop finishing kits, and they're awesome. One's called Spreadstone and one's called Luxrock. And I'm actually doing a project myself right now with the Luxrock products. Now, these are coatings that have a lot of stone in them. The Spreadstone looks kind of like a more of a solid, even stone feel to it. The Luxrock looks just like solid granite, except that they're super easy to clean. So it's a project you can do yourself. It takes about 3 days or so, depending on the product. Essentially, you clean the top and you get to work. Everything you need is in the kit. So check out the Spreadstone countertop finishing kit and the Luxrock solid surface granite countertop kit, both available at deichcoatings.com, deichcoatings.com. I think that's a great way to restore your countertop without spending a whole lot of money. Well, if you use a ton of water in your lawn to keep it green, it can definitely take its toll on your wallet because water is expensive, and also taxes the water supply. It's actually been estimated that the demand for water has increased more than 3 times in just the past 50 years, and it's going to keep going up in the decades ahead.
Yeah, but the good news is that new drought-resistant grass species can survive on a reduced or even a limited amount of water while still maintaining overall plant health. So to find this type of grass, you need to look for products that are endorsed by the Turf Grass Water Conservation Alliance. You can find it as TWCA. And these folks are an organization aimed at saving billions of gallons of water each year. And one way that they do that is by testing plants, the grasses, the shrubs, all of these things that claim to save on watering. And then they give their stamp of approval to products that meet their very stringent criteria. So you know that it will withstand, you know, a lesser amount of water.
If you want to learn more about drought-resistant grass, just Google that at moneypit.com. Drought-resistant grass. We've got a great post with all the details.
Don in Colorado's on the line with a window question. What is going on at your money pit?
My house has a window. It's a vinyl double pane window that somehow or another collects lots of condensation. And this happens typically in the winter. And what happens is this condensation has kind of created some mold and some mildew in the channels of the window inside. And I'm wondering what's the best way or what's the best solution or a powder or product that I could use in that thing to clean that mold and mildew up?
Well, first of all, the cause of this is that the insulated glass in your windows is not really doing a very good job. So when you have the temperature from the outside basically chilling that entire window, we're making its way across that insulated space to the inside, and then the warm, moist air inside your house strikes the glass and condenses, that's what causes the steady stream of moisture. And one of the things that can happen when things get wet is it can grow mold. So basically what you have now is kind of a maintenance headache, and it's just going to be a matter of keeping that clean. You asked what can you use to clean that, to treat that. You know, you can use something natural like vinegar, or you can use something natural like borax, but it's basically a maintenance job. You're always going to have to be cleaning and drying those spaces out, because unless you change your windows or reduce the amount of humidity inside the house, you're always going to have this problem. Now, what you might want to think about doing if you decide to tackle windows is just do the ones that are the worst first. Typically, they're on the north and east sides of the house. That's usually the coldest sides of the house. And use replacement windows instead of new construction windows, which are going to fit into the old window openings. And they're a lot easier to install than new construction windows, where you have to tear off siding and reflash all around it. So that's really your option here. That's what's causing it, and that's kind of what you're up against. It's basically going to be a maintenance issue until you replace those windows.
Thank you very much for the suggestion.
Lynn in Mississippi's on the line and is having an issue with a pear tree. What is going on that doesn't involve a partridge?
Hey, yes, ma'am. I have a Bradford pear tree, but I think I made a mistake. I'm not sure, but I let it grow up right next to my house.
Okay.
My foundation is concrete. And the tree has now gotten probably, I'm guesstimating maybe 15 feet tall, and it's got like three trunks. It's very, very pretty, and it looks good. But now I've gotten concerned. My concrete foundation is pretty thick, but does Bradford pear trees have a tendency to try to grow up through concrete foundation?
You know, pear trees don't get that big to a point where they typically impact foundations. And if they did, you would probably see some evidence of that. So, you know, while it sounds big to you, you know, standard pear trees get to be like, you know, 18 to 20 feet tall or so. And that's just not big enough to really do much foundation damage. So I think you can live with that for a while. Just keep an eye on it. I wouldn't tear that out.
That is wonderful news. Okay. What should I look for? I mean, can I go on the outside where it's right there close to the house? Is there something that I can look for that will kind of tell me it could be a problem before it actually starts buckling my concrete?
Actually, you would see it on the inside. If you saw any cracks forming in the concrete opposite where the pear tree is, that would be a good indicator of it. But, boy, it takes an awful lot of force to do that. And trees are going, the roots are going to try to find the path of least resistance. So I just don't think it's very likely that you're going to see that. But I'd see it on the inside first, okay?
Thank you so very much. I'm going to leave it alone.
Hey, guys, if you're ready for a big kitchen update, updating your countertop is the perfect project. But while a granite countertop can be super expensive, you can get real smooth granite surfaces for a fraction of the cost of traditional stone slabs by using an ingenious product called Luxrock, which is made by Deich Coatings.
With us to talk about how it works is Peter Deich, the president of Deich Coatings. Welcome, Peter.
Hey, thank you.
Well, your products are really pretty amazing. You really specialize in an area that no one else does, the ability to include real stone inside of your finishes and then give us the tools and the techniques that we need to recreate these gorgeous surfaces on fiberglass or wood or really a whole bunch of materials that our countertops may have been made of previously. So I think the key difference here with Luxrock is that this is a smooth, hard surface that looks exactly like a very, very expensive solid granite countertop. Can you tell us how it works and what's involved in getting that? Say we had an old Formica top, for example, to get that to look like solid granite in our own homes?
Yes, absolutely. And that's exactly what we're shooting for. You know, obviously the look of real stone and having real stone is the ideal. But depending on your budget or your plans at this time, maybe it's not, you know, something you want to do in terms of an expense. So we came up with Luxrock, which is a real stone countertop finish that you actually apply with a brush. So it's about as old school and simple as you can get, but the result is pretty outstanding. And as you say, it looks totally real, and it is. It's actually made out of stone, and you just follow a few steps in the kit, which has all of the tools that you need, and in a weekend, you will probably fool just about anyone that comes into your home, and they'll think that you actually had slabs installed. But you don't have to wait for supply chain issues. You don't need to wait for anyone to put it in. You're good to go immediately. Just open the box and completely change that room.
I mean, that's really interesting that you can achieve such a beautiful natural look all on your own and for the fraction of a cost. But is there any special, you know, prep or type of surface that I need to apply this to?
What we did was we made this very easy, just like other countertop products that we do. But really, all you need to do is clean the existing surface, and then you just apply the different coatings that are in the kit, one by one, in order, and everything grabs onto that existing surface, and you just follow each step, and using very, very simple application methods, you are going to go from, you can have laminate, you can have tile on there, you can have concrete, you can have a wood surface, you can have an existing table even if it's not an actual countertop, and you want your table now to be real granite surfaced table, you're good to go. So you can do this on your bathroom vanity, your kitchen countertop, anywhere on practically any existing surface. You put this on, and it'll look like you spent thousands.
Now, one of the reasons that folks are attracted to granite tops is because they resist heat, they resist impact, stains. How does this Luxrock product perform compared to solid granite?
All of the above. It does exactly that. So you have the look, you've got that aesthetic that you know, everyone really responds to, but you've got the heat resistance, the stain resistance, you've got a nice smooth surface that is easy to wipe clean. And the other very nice thing about this is, unlike if you had, for instance, a granite countertop, an actual granite countertop that you had installed for thousands, you don't need to worry about always sealing it and, you know, polishing it to keep it looking good. That step is completely gone. So you essentially have a permanent stone surfaced countertop or whatever the item that is that you're covering. It's there, it's done, and all you need to do is wipe it clean and enjoy it. And the other nice thing is, since the cost is not super high, if you ever want to change that look because, you know, you decided to change the look of your kitchen and you wanted different colors on the walls, well, now you can go from, let's say, black to tan or any other color that will now match your surroundings the way you want them to be, exactly, and quickly, in a weekend.
And you've made it super easy. I mean, you don't have to take out the sink. You don't have to do anything. You can just go ahead and apply the product.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the good news is that, you know, we're experts at creating coatings made of stone already for a lot of things, be it exterior concrete outside or our existing best-selling Mineral Select countertop kit. This is basically a step up in terms of how the look is for the smoothness, a very sparkly, luxurious look. But, you know, we've already got all the details down perfectly from what we've already done. We've just taken what we know and we put it into this new item. And you can hit it out of the park in a weekend. You just take it home and completely change your surroundings.
Peter, here's a question for you. I know a lot of folks use your products on existing countertops that they're just kind of tired of, like we talk about the old laminate surfaces. Now, I'm getting ready to build out a new kitchen in my neighbor's house, and we priced out the cabinets. We got some basic cabinets, and the cabinets were about $2,000. I was surprised to learn that the countertop was going to be about $2,000 as well, just for the countertop itself. I was thinking, couldn't we build our own countertop out of plywood and then cover it with Luxrock and get essentially the same effect?
Absolutely. And you would be shocked at how many inquiries we get like that, and also how many contractors now are actually doing exactly what you said. They'll create a countertop surface out of plywood. They'll create their edge and everything else. And it's wood, but once you've covered it with Luxrock, it now looks exactly like a granite slab with the look and feel of a granite slab, and it will perform for you, and you've just saved thousands right there. And again, if you ever want to change the color, change it in a weekend. You're good to go, and you're probably, you know, an expert at that point because you've already done one, and you have complete control, absolute complete control.
Well, if you're wondering what the steps are, there's a great video online that walks you through it at DeichCoatings.com. It's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Peter Deich, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This is a really neat product. What a great invention. I can't wait to give it a try.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your very kind words, and I'm sure that your listeners will be very happy if they decide to do something with that kit.
Coming up this hour, we've got a great giveaway, great, amazing, super fantastic, actually, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the brand new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. Now, Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Now, let's talk about this Trex Transcend Deck Kit. It's going to include all of the materials that you need to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck. With Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners, you're going to get high-performance, eco-friendly composite decking, super durable, really, really gorgeous. I mean, the colors, the finishes, it really looks like the real thing. And you never have to worry about sanding, staining, painting. Just an occasional soap and water clean is really all that you need to keep your Trex deck looking like new. It's available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com.
That $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very lucky listener who reaches us with their home improvement question. How do you do that? You call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you head on over to MoneyPit.com. Click on the blue microphone button to record your question. We will call you back the next time we produce the show.
Well, cleaning the bathrooms and the shower, that is everybody's least favorite chore, especially Charles in Texas. What's going on over there?
A few weeks ago, I was listening, and you gave out the name of a product that was really good for cleaning showers. You just sprayed it on, I believe, and it was a short name, like three letters.
Yeah, Charles, I think you're talking about CLR. That stands for calcium lime rust, and that's what that product will remove. So it's a really good product for cleaning tile and other surface walls inside of a bathroom. Pretty easy to work with as well. So I would pick some of that up and give it a try. It's not very expensive, and I think that will do. It's also great with like rust stains that happen to get into toilet bowls and that sort of thing. Well, if you've been thinking about updating a room, but you just don't know where to begin, it could be time to think about hiring an interior designer. Now, aside from the fresh perspective a designer or a decorator can bring, these pros can also help you manage costs and keep the projects on track. But how do you get started? Leslie, you've had a lot of experience in this space, so where do you begin?
You know, getting started is probably the hardest part of this whole thing because it's kind of a vague journey, and now you're starting it with this person that you've just kind of met. So first of all, think about your goals. You know, are you building an addition on your property? Because that's going to need permission. You're going to have the service of an architect. I mean, that's very different than an interior designer. Changing the color scheme in the living room, that's much more simple. And that you can work with a decorator for. So if you've got clear goals of what you want to do, is really going to make it much easier for you to figure out which professional you need to hire. And then that will help to ensure that your contractors know exactly what you want. The next thing I would say, and I mean, you should probably be doing this all the time if you're thinking about a big project or even a small project, is getting inspiration. You know, there's certain styles that you love, others that you hate. So go ahead, look at magazines, go on Pinterest, go online, just really pour through a ton of stores, retail spaces, all of these places that you love, and print out things and gather things, photos, images, things that you love. And, you know, you don't even have to understand why you love it, because it could be that it's you like the feel of the space, the way the space is laid out, the finish on a piece of furniture, the color on something, the texture on something. So when you start to gather all of these things that you love, you'll really start to get a sense of what it is that you love. And that can kind of really guide you towards your style. And when you have that booklet of things that really make you feel jazzed up about your space, that's going to help that decorator or designer get a sense of what you're looking for.
That's great. Fantastic advice on how to find a decorator that's going to really work for you and really bring that space alive.
Shoot us an email, write us a note, let us know what you are working on, like Ken in Poughkeepsie, New York did. He says, I have two sliding glass doors that open onto the deck. Both are dragging badly and one is very drafty. The dragging is repairable, maybe? Is the weather stripping the best answer for blocking airflow? I've got ideas, but I don't know how to fix it.
You know, it really depends on how old this door is, but typically I'll tell you how you adjust the drag. So underneath the door, there's a plastic wheel that rides on a metal track. And if you look at the bottom of your door on the inside, I think it's the same for Pella and Anderson. I'm not so sure about some of the other brands, but there's a little plug that you can pull out. Inside that, you'll see a screw down deep in that. If you turn it one way, it'll make that wheel move down and therefore lift the door up. And if you turn it the other way, it'll lower the door down. So sometimes you can adjust these doors to move them up in the track just a little bit enough to clear that. Now, if it turns out that those wheels are worn out, missing, broken, of which I've also seen, then it's a much bigger repair. And, you know, it depends on whether or not you can find the parts to replace it, or you might just end up buying yourself a new door. But that's why those doors drag. And anything else that you do to it is just going to be kind of a stopgap measure, including additional weather stripping. But you got to get into the actual mechanics of it to figure out why exactly it's dragging. So, you know, pull all those curtains back and anything that's covering it, get on the ground, put your head almost flat with the floor, look over at that track, see if you can find those wheels. Use a flashlight if you have to and see what's happening and see which part of the drawer is dragging and whether or not you can adjust that out.
But you know what, Ken? If you do need to absolutely replace the door, I mean, the good news is they install a lot more easily. They're much more affordable. And I mean, there are a ton of options out there. So you don't have to get a slider. You don't have to get something that's so plain or so simple. So, you know, keep in mind, if you do need to replace, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Well, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but radon gas is definitely not something that you want to live with. Leslie's going to tell you what you need to know to find and eliminate radon in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you recently bought a home and you had a home inspection, you may also have opted for a radon test. Now, if this isn't sounding the least bit familiar, it might be that you've never had one done. Now, radon is a natural gas. It creeps in through cracks and gaps in your basement, through the floors, through the walls, and it's more common than you might think. One in every 15 homes in the United States is believed to have elevated radon levels. Now, the good news is that it's pretty easy to test for. You can order a kit online. They're quick, easy. It's called a charcoal adsorption kit, and that's meant to test for radon in the house. It's inexpensive, and it can determine radon levels inside of a week that you run the test. Now, if it does come up high, you can install a radon mitigation system that uses a fan in a vent to pull that radon from beneath the house and then vent it safely outside. So it's really more simple to get rid of than you think, but it is important to know what those levels are to keep you and your family safe, especially we're all working from home. So who's spending more time in the basements? I mean, a lot of people. So you want to make sure that the house is safe.
Absolutely. Coming up next time on the program, older homes with drafty windows can be real energy hogs, but replacing those windows isn't the only option. We're going to share some tips on how you can restore those old windows and reclaim at least some of the improvement in energy efficiency on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.